But I ask that all my words and the meditations of each of our hearts would be acceptable in your sight, O Christ, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. You remember last week, Mary ran from the tomb and said, "They've stolen the body of Jesus," and a couple of disciples came and looked and saw that it was so, and then they came back home. And Mary sees Jesus, and last week she gave the most powerful sermon you could ever give, "I have seen the Lord." She reports this to the disciples. So what do the disciples do? Do they run out to find him? Maybe he's still hanging around that garden tomb. What do? They lock the door. That seems odd, doesn't it? That the minute they hear that Jesus is alive, they lock the door. Now, the Bible tells us why. The Bible says that they were afraid. I can understand that. This was not fear of some silly thing. Soldiers had gone out and arrested Jesus, and these disciples fled for good reason. They were afraid for their lives. It was a good reason for them to lock the doors, Jesus being raised notwithstanding. I guess they figured if he came, he'd knock and give some kind of a word that they know who it was. They were very important reasons to be afraid. And even in this day and age, there is good reason to fear. There were a whole list of people who were probably afraid today that we prayed for. People with illness, some of them life-threatening illnesses. There's a reason to be afraid. If we were to react to all the things that we're afraid of, we would probably stay in bed and pull the covers over our heads. There's a lot of things to be afraid of. When I lived on Staten Island, our neighborhood was not a safe place. Over the years, it had deteriorated, and by the time I had graduated high school, it was the highest crime area of Staten Island. Now, although we really weren't afraid, we were vigilant. And so we watched our cars, we made sure everything was locked. We didn't do what I do now, where I keep the car idling and we'll go into places. I could never do that. We'd not have a car. We were very careful to lock the doors at night and during the day, and we had double locks. That was vigilance. But after my dad retired, and Dad would walk to the bus stop every day to go to work, and he was never afraid when he was working odd shifts. But after retirement, something shifted with him, and the crime in the neighborhood really got to him. He didn't have a place to go to work, so he closed himself off, and he became more and more paranoid. At night, he would not sleep because he was afraid that the cars would be stolen in front of the house. And there were times they were broken into at night. So he had a reason to be afraid. But this started to affect his health and well-being. Now, my mother had some time to finish her job, and she didn't want to retire right away. But she could see that this was affecting my father's mind so much that they sped up retirement. And she said, "Look, we'll get a house. You go down first. I'll stay here for another year." Now, normally, my father would have never tolerated that because he felt he had to take care of the family. But by the time this happened, he was so deeply frightened that he agreed. And my mother said, as they packed up the car and he sat in the car and she drove him away to their new home, he kept saying over and over again, "I hope it's not too late. I hope it's not too late." Fear can destroy our psyches. Fear can bottle us in. And it's not just the locks on the doors. It's the locks on our minds and our hearts. Fear is a dreadful thing. There might be some things that we're legitimately afraid of, But we have to be so careful how we handle fear. Now, my father was lucky. He could escape. He could find another place to go. And for a year, he was down south, and my mother was up north. Now, my mother didn't have a frightening bone in her body. And I think if anybody had accosted her, she would have stared them down, and they would have run for the hills. But a lot of us cannot escape our fears. What do we do? Well, the disciples locked the doors. They were so panicked and so frightened that even hearing this good news, they had to lock the doors. And what did Jesus do? He went through the locked doors. And what were the first words out of his mouth? Not you losers, not you faithless. What were the first words out of his mouth? Peace. And then he had to say it again for good measure. And then the next week he had to come back because one of the guys didn't bother to gather. So he had to go back and tell the story again. Now, after they see him and they're in joy, what happens the next week? It says, the doors were shut again. And again he said, peace. And this is what Jesus does for us when we are in fear, is speaking peace. And then the second thing he said was, get out. You've got to get out and you've got to spread my message. Now we have to note something very well here. When he said get out, he didn't say, I'm going to make it peaceful and smooth outside for you. I'm going to make you safe. You don't have to worry about a thing. He doesn't say that. In fact, we know from reading the scriptures that the disciples were in danger all the time, and yet they went out because Jesus had spoken peace. How will you handle fear? We can lock ourselves in. We can lock our minds up. But Jesus, every time we speak words of fear, he speaks words of peace. And even when we lock the world out, we cannot lock Jesus out. So this week, I challenge you, when you want to respond in fear, to allow the words of Jesus, peace, and then go out. The world still won't be safe, but that's okay. We have Jesus with us to lead us. And there are so many people that he needs us to go to speak that word of peace, that word of grace, that word of forgiveness, that word of security. Can we do that this week? Let us move out, even when we're afraid. Let us pray. Fear not, little flock. Whatever your lot, he enters all rooms, the doors being shut. He never forsakes, he never is gone, so count on his presence from night until dawn. Only believe, only believe, all things are possible, only believe, only believe, only believe, all things are possible. Lord, I pray for that one whose heart and mind has been locked in fear. May you speak peace. Amen.